16강
Mini test
1. It was a cold Christmas Eve, and heavy snow had started falling. I was waiting in the airport departure lounge when they announced that my flight home to Houston had been canceled. That left me joining a long, slow line for information. Almost 2 hours later, I finally reached the front of the line, where a very unfriendly airline employee behind the counter informed me that I could only hope to go on standby like everyone else in sight, or I could take a guaranteed seat 3 days later. Around me, passengers were yelling and complaining loudly. I expected to spend Christmas relaxing at home, but everything became a total mess.
Two. Global warming is likely to bring about changes in our lives in some unexpected ways. Consider the results of a recent scientific study on human allergies. Researchers believe that as temperatures rise, those who experience seasonal allergies will develop more extreme symptoms, while people who have never suffered from allergies could begin to. This is because warmer temperatures mean longer growing seasons for the plants that produce pollen and other common allergens. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we have already seen an increase of 100% in ragweed pollen counts within the past 4 decades, which in turn has led to more allergy-related illnesses.
3. Top professional golfers often gain more income from sponsorship contracts with sportswear companies than they do from winning major championships. Because of their fame, celebrity golfers are paid huge sums of money for wearing everything from sports shoes to sunglasses. These sponsorship deals have turned some golf stars around the world into overnight millionaires. However, many of these golf stars have had trouble handling the pressures that money and fame have brought. Tragically, the careers of some of these sports stars have ended in personal failure. Some even end up suffering from psychological problems such as depression and addiction.
4. People who live in the 21st century are fascinated by the possibility of buying more, better, and especially newer things. Buying and consuming the latest products to hit the market has become a compulsive, irrational aim. Consumption is now an end in itself, with hardly any relation to the use of the things bought and consumed. Buying the newest model of anything that comes out is everybody's dream. If modern people had to explain their concept of heaven, they would describe being in the world's largest department store, where they could buy all the newest products, because they would be very rich. They would wander up and down the aisles, open-mouthed, in this shopper's heaven, as long as there were new things to buy and money with which to buy them.
5. The above graph shows what women in different age groups chose as their first priority in attaining happiness in 2010. Women in their late 20s and in their 30s, who often face childbirth and childcare issues, chose solving childcare problems as their top priority. However, women in their early 20s and those over 40 chose more job opportunities as their first priority. All the age groups chose convenient facilities for women as the least urgent priority for happiness. More women in their early 30s chose solving childcare problems as their number one priority than convenient facilities for women, and more job opportunities combined.
6. Counterfeit products, which are imitations of commercial goods, are commonly called knockoffs. They are becoming more and more common, and a wide variety of products are now infringed upon and sold as knockoffs. Knockoffs are now a global trade. In addition to numerous smaller things like watches, purses, and bags, large items like cars and motorcycles are now also being counterfeited. Selling these counterfeit brands is stealing creative work from others. This practice can suppress creativity and innovation. Counterfeit products can also damage our economy. And more importantly, they can threaten the health and safety of consumers. Since these products are usually made of very cheap and low-quality materials, including hazardous chemicals, they can be dangerous to those who use them.
7. It is commonly thought that the act of crying can improve one's mood. A recent psychological study tested this assumption, and although the idea was upheld in many cases, in others it proved untrue. The majority of test subjects reported that when they responded to negative emotions by crying, their moods quickly improved. However, others said crying produced no change in their mood. Many of these were people who had previously been diagnosed with anxiety disorders. Moreover, a handful of subjects, particularly those suffering from a disorder that prevents them from expressing their emotions, reported feeling worse after crying. Clearly, the effects of crying depend on who is shedding the tears.
Eight. In the last century, there have been revolutionary advances in our understanding of the body. These advances have been accompanied by the development of all kinds of life-saving medical tools, drugs, vaccines, and so on. However, along with these benefits, medical progress has caused some new problems. For one thing, even though our country has enough physicians, they are poorly distributed. Wealthy suburban areas overflow with doctors, but rural areas have far too few. Secondly, the new technology is itself creating problems. Dazzling new techniques raise the expectations of patients and their families to unrealistic levels, leading to heartbreaking disappointments and malpractice suits. This, in turn, leads to an increase in healthcare costs, for medical malpractice lawsuits can be very expensive.
9. In our modern world, we don't often experience genuine threats to our physical safety. Instead, we encounter threats to our mental well-being. For example, we may fail an important exam, experience a breakup with a boyfriend or girlfriend, or lose a parent or grandparent. These psychological threats can cause anxiety that prompts a fight-or-flight response, through which we either resolve the problem or run away from it. Regardless of whether we choose fight or flight, this anxiety helps us to mature. If we never felt nervous, we would have little motivation to solve problems and would not develop into adults. Normal levels of stress help us to grow and respond to our environment in positive ways.
10 to 11. When I first entered high school, I was shy and unsure of myself. So the first day of baseball practice, I was scared and nervous. I know that I didn't try as hard as I could have. The fact of the matter is that I didn't want anyone to throw me the ball because I was afraid of doing something wrong. That aspect of my character marked the beginning of my high school life. Nonetheless, I went to practice every day and went home exhausted. All the while, my fear continued. I was afraid of making the slightest error and getting yelled at by my angry coach and teammates. Occasionally, my fears came true. During my sophomore season, for example, I once threw the ball to the wrong person and got yelled at by everyone. When this happened, it only made my fear worse. However, I didn't do everything wrong. Sometimes I actually made a great play, for which I was congratulated. Now, in my senior year, I feel like a changed person. In fact, I can't believe how much I have progressed in these past 3 years. Now I look forward to each game with enthusiasm. Not only that, I've learned to work well with others. But most importantly, I've gained self-confidence. If I fail, it doesn't matter. I'll try again and do better. I realize that it's necessary to risk failure in order to gain success. Coaches always say nothing's impossible. I know that is true now. Whether I succeed or fail is irrelevant. It's only important that I try my best.